Well, speaking of sunshine, we have a guest in studio who popped by. It's Norman Reintom. He is the conductor of the Georgian Bay Concert Choir. And for 15 years now, he's been heading to Barbados at this time of year. And this year is very special because the Georgian Bay and the Caribbean are getting together in a way you really don't hear every day. So, Norman, I want to welcome you here.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
In our Collingwood studio. So great to have you. Your musical life stretches way beyond Ontario. You've lived in Nordic countries, mm-hmm. in Helsinki, and you've led this wonderful ensemble, the Georgian Bay Concert Choir, for many years now. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, I've been with the Georgian Bay Concert Choir for, I guess, 6 years now. Lived and worked in Europe and lived in Toronto for many years and thought, I want to come to the Georgian Bay Triangle area and just enjoy life. It was happenstance that I found out the Georgian Bay Concert Choir was looking for a new artistic director and talked to them, and things progressed wonderfully. And now, 6 years later, we're going to Barbados.
Incredible.
With the entire choir. Or actually, not the entire choir. Yep. I'm lying a little bit, but a good percentage of the choir. And we're going to be joining three other choirs down there for a massed choir presentation of Vivaldi's Gloria.
Oh, my God. Speaking of a work that just gives you lift.
Oh,
so positive, radiant,
yep.
filled
Absolutely.
With sunshine. Yep. Wow. Well, let's go a little bit back, because you've been doing this for many years. Mm. There's a special connection to Barbados,
yes.
which you have.
Many years ago, or I guess around 15 years ago, my wife and I were looking to have a sunshine vacation, because I'm one of these people that needs vitamin D.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
in January, you got to have that boost. So I sent an email to a couple of musicians yep. down in Barbados, and they just saying, well, can I play some notes for you guys at Christmas time?
Right.
And a gentleman by the name of Julian Bowen, who is a fantastic organizer, musician
yep.
In Barbados, said, absolutely, come down and play some notes for us. And then a friendship was struck. And then
wow.
gradually.
And this was a cold email that you just wrote to someone? And
yep.
Like that.
Absolutely.
Christmas, something inspired
yep.
you?
Absolutely.
In one word, yes.
Yep. And
changed
then off we went.
The trajectory.
And then
wow.
Got to know a number of the other musicians yep. and some of the jazz musicians. And
wow.
it just has built over
right.
the years.
One
and,
connection built another.
And, yeah. and then we take, I've been doing workshops for young musicians down there, getting musical instruments. We've actually sent two big grand pianos down there
wow.
for the for young pianists.
What an incredible
and
cultural collaboration.
It's really
sorts.
Been
yeah.
wonderful with the folks down there. And when I go to a grocery store and people see me down there, they say, welcome home, Norman. So it's just such a warm,
yeah.
gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling.
For sure. For
just
sure.
like here in Collingwood.
Right. Two cultures coming together. What an extraordinary journey. And,
yep.
and what's Barbados like when you're there? Now, I mean, now it's like your second home.
It's the people are so warm.
Yeah.
They're friendly. And the food is fantastic.
I hear.
And what you want to do is go to the little restaurants that are not on the beaten track, so to speak.
Not the tourist
and,
tracks. Yeah. yeah.
And
you've
got,
uncovered little gems there
oh,
for sure.
One place is called Chris's Place,
yeah.
Which is in Rock Dundo, and all of the musicians hang there.
Oh,
and
okay.
it's the best fish and chips on
yeah.
the island.
Ah,
so,
fantastic.
And we're taking the whole choir there.
Okay, well, tell us, walk us through this incredible collaboration. A couple choirs getting together, of course, our folks here in the Georgian Bay getting together at the Flower and Garden Festival at St. Peter's Parish mm-hmm. Church. That's in Spitestown. Tell us a little bit about Vivaldi's Gloria
yep,
in Barbados.
First of all, the Flower and Garden Festival has been around for many years.
Yep.
And it had to go dormant for a couple of years because of COVID.
Pandemic, yeah.
And this is the first year that they're resurrecting this.
Oh, exciting.
And this is and they've had artistic designers for this festival from England, from various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what they try to do is they try to collaborate with musicians and other artists.
Yep.
And we thought that this would be a wonderful opening concert to to nautical areas. Yeah. So we've got the Georgian Bay Concert Choir going down there.
Yep, yep.
And then we have choirs led by Julian Bowe and Philip Ford, mm-hmm. and who are two wonderful organists down there. And we're going to put, it'll probably be around 60 or 70 musicians
on
stage. That
was my next question. Wow.
And
terrific energy.
At the church in Spitestown. And they yep. have a huge four manual organ.
Ooh.
And Ian Sadler, who you know is a yeah. fantastic organist, is coming down with
he's
coming with us to enjoy the sun and give master classes and play recitals
yeah.
too and
yeah.
and be our accompanist.
Amazing. So, now what do you hope our musicians here come back home with, aside from a tan, of course?
Sunshine for sure.
Right.
A taste of a little bit of special rum, maybe, if that's all
yeah.
to say,
yeah.
and a good appreciation for the cuisine, the people
yeah.
Of Barbados, so that we do have a wonderful cultural exchange, because we have things up here. We say that the people in Barbados say, well, I've got to wear a sweater when it's 25 degrees outside. And now they will understand that, well, minus 25 is what we have up here. And then from down there, we have such wonderful temperatures during the winter, which we'll bring back here. So a little bit of, again, cross-pollination of cultures, which
absolutely.
Is so important.
Absolutely. And you're going to raise that temperature, of
absolutely.
Course, even more with the Vivaldi. terrific. Any final thoughts? I'm going to send your website out to our listeners so they can look up what you're doing. It's really one of those lifetime journeys for many of our folk up here and for the people in
absolutely.
Barbados to
yes.
experience this event. And that's GeorgianBayConcertChoir.org. GeorgianBayConcertChoir.org. I'm speaking with our wonderful conductor of the Georgian Bay Concert Choir, Norman Reintom. Any closing thoughts as you head out?
For our choristers, have a great time down there. And when we come back, we will certainly tell stories of experiences of Barbados and just bring the warm sunshine up to Canada.
Amazing. All right, let's hear a fragment from Vivaldi's Gloria, Domine Deus, radiant, joyful. Here's the Baroque Academy of Montreal.